This is the Call Me Back podcast. This is episode 9 of the Call Me Back podcast. It's relatable and motivational girl talk. I'm here with my BFF, Steph. It is the morning. It is the AM. Wow, the morning light is just hitting your face. It's so beautiful. It looks so serene.
Wow, thank you. What an intro.
I like doing morning pods because it's just fun. It's just fun.
I love it too. The only thing I don't love and I didn't realize that would happen is that our neighbor right across from us has solar panels. And I cannot explain to you how glorious and brightly shining into my eyes the reflection from the sun is.
Oh no.
It's quite grand, but we'll get through it.
Okay, so... Oh my gosh, my back hurts so bad. I'm getting old.
No. I have something to share.
Please.
Last week, or was it 2 weeks ago, was my 33rd birthday. And I found my first, like, strong gray hair. Did I show you this?
No, where did you find it?
I took a picture. Oh, it was right in my hairline. Oh, just wow. A nice little... maybe like 5 inches long. So it'd been like brewing for a while.
Oh no.
Just a thick gray hair.
Did you pluck it? Did you keep it? Did you cut it?
Oh, I plucked it so quickly after I took the photo.
Do you remember growing up there was like that myth, or maybe it's real, that if you pluck a gray hair, 7 more gray hairs will grow back in its place? Is that scientific, or was that some myth that we were just... fed?
Yeah, no, that's not true.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I think this is how it works, don't quote me, but the follicle like changes obviously over time with your aging. So if you pluck it, a gray hair is still gonna grow back anyway, but 7 don't grow back.
Yeah, that's like biblical right there. Like if 7 hairs grew back in that one place, it would be like a biblical like phenomenon or something. You know, actually, I think I've seen a few gray hairs on my head, too. But because I dye my hair blonde, mm-hmm. I feel like I just kind of ignore it. Like, I'm like, oh, maybe it's just really bright blonde.
The thing about your hair, obviously, it, like you said, it kind of camouflages when you get gray hair because your hair is so light. But with mine being so dark, there's nowhere to hide.
No.
You are just totally exposed.
Oh my gosh, was that the most perfect segue? Should I just jump in on that?
Let's do it. Let's expose these guys like a gray hair and my dark hair.
Oh my gosh. It hurts to laugh. So just total side note, Jake is worried about me becoming old and feeble because I don't like to work out. I don't like to go to the gym. So we've been going to the gym, and the only thing that gets me to work out is this one workout app. It's called, you know, I actually don't know what it's called, but dang it, what's it called? It's something, something movement. But anyway, I'm in so much pain all the time now from like being sore. And it's just hard to move. So anyway, when I laugh, like my stomach was hurting. Anyway, okay, so exposed. Okay, so this was a DM that I got. I posted a couple weeks ago and I was like, girlies on the gram, do you want to expose your ex in any way, shape, or form? I love a good story. I love a good story. I love a good like full circle moment. And I think it comes from like, no one had it better than us 90 babies and mm-hmm. 90s babies and the movies that we got to grow up on, like, just so good. So this one had, like, John Tucker Must Unalive vibes.
Oh, so good.
Okay, so, and this gal, she said, she was like, you can share my name. She also, her little accomplice, is that, what did you call it? Accomplice's name. She said I could share that. So anyway, wow. Full permission has been given.
Amazing.
And these gals are from New York, which I love. I love a good New York vibe.
We love New York.
NYC. That was so much fun. Da, 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 da. Oh my gosh, sad side note. Oh my gosh, I used to be queen of self-sabotage, especially when it comes to singing. And if I still was singing, I'd probably still be self-sabotaging. Thank God I'm not singing anymore. Oh my God, this just hurt my heart. Oh, okay, little Danielle in, little Daniela in sixth grade. Who's Danielle? Oh man, my heart just broke a little bit. I was going to a performing arts school for sixth grade, which was like the most fun thing ever. But it was showcase night, and my song that I was doing was NYC. And I was so nervous and self-conscious that I made myself ill and had to go to the nurses instead of sing.
Yeah.
And that's just so sad that I always did that. Okay, anyway, working past that and through that. I love that song. Okay, so I didn't write this story down, so I'm going off of memory here. But okay, so this girl's name is Shelby. So she was dating this guy in New York who was pretty like well known. I can't say who it was because I feel like people will know. But she was dating this guy, and he was really quirky, very cute, but very quirky. And he always had this thing with her. This is like gives me the ick immediately, but he did not like when she wore like lip gloss or lipstick because he'd be like, oh my God, you're getting like my lips all sticky. One time she wore like one of those lip plumping glosses and she kissed him and he had like a conniption. And I get it. Like I've kissed my husband with that stuff on before and he's like, this is horrid. Like looks like he got stung by a bee or whatever. So I get it. But like she said, he was super weird about like any lip gloss, any lipstick. He hated like if she kissed him and like he got a little red on his lips or sticky or whatever. And so she said she like legit stopped wearing any sort of like lip products, whatever. But she's like, she didn't think anything of it. She's like, this guy's just weird, which honestly, and I don't mean to be mean, but guys that are actors, I'll just say he was an actor, are kind of weird like that. And I feel like they're kind of pretentious like that. Not all guys. Not that we have any males listening to this podcast, but I don't want to offend anybody. But I feel like they can just be a little uptight, self-centered, whatever. I used to live in LA, so I can say these things. I've observed. I've done my fair, whatever, observation. So, like 6 months into dating, she's in his car. He has a really nice car. She opens the glove box, and she sees a lipstick tube and a brush. And she's like, I don't remember putting either of these things in here. And she didn't like think much of it, but she's like, that's kind of weird. And she's like, I haven't worn lipstick in forever around this dude. But it kind of like kept haunting her like in the days to come. And she's like, what? Like, this doesn't make sense. So next time she was in his car, she checked the lipstick, and it was like this dark brownish red. And she's like, okay, I would never wear this color. Like, this is not mine. So then at the same time, he'd been texting this girl a lot named Mary. She thought it was a little suspicious because he never like talked about a Mary. Like he didn't have a friend named Mary. He never mentioned a person named Mary. So she's like, who is this girl? So, of course, what did she do? This is why the gram is such a good tool. Mm-hmm. The gram can never get banned. So she went on, she looked to see like who he followed, and she found a girl named Mary. Lo and behold, she had like long dark hair, dark eyes, and she was wearing a dark brownish red lipstick. And she's like, oh my God. She's like, am I crazy? Like, this is crazy. If this is actually real, because she just felt crazy like thinking these thoughts. So anyway, she messaged this girl and she was like, hey, I wanted to know like how well you know this guy, insert his name. Just wanted to see like what, like I see that you guys follow each other, like what's the deal here? And she said immediately she could feel the vibes, like Mary was a girl's girl. And she was like, hey, I don't know him super well, but I've been on a few dates with him and we've been talking for a couple weeks now. And she was like, oh my gosh. She's like, I've been dating this guy for 6 months. And Mary was like immediately appalled. She's like, I swear to you, I had no idea, I promise. Okay, so this is where it gets good. So then they're like in cahoots now, which I absolutely love. And I don't know how they came up with this idea. Nevertheless, they did. They decided, one of them, and I don't know which one of them, decided to take in a paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
They wrote on the paper bag in her dark lipstick, F-U, and then they just dropped it on his front porch. And then they just... Yeah, and that was, like, their little, like, sayonara, sign off. You know what I thought would be good as I was reading this story? I was like, okay, he had a really nice car. That's what she said. I feel like that was kind of a nice thing for them to do. I would have, like, taken that dark lipstick and, like, I don't know, left a tube of lipstick, like, open so it could melt on his seat or, like, written like cheater on the hood of his car and lipstick or something, like really like, you know, We love a good 90s rom-com, get him back. But anyway, I was like, okay, that's at least they did something. I'm glad that they did something. And that was it. Neither of them ever talked to him again.
Yeah. You know what would have been maybe slightly more impactful is if
what
they took the bag of their, let's just call it their crap bag, and they hid it like underneath the seat of his car. so that his car would smell so bad, but that he would have no idea where it's coming from. And then all of a sudden, he'd go looking for it and find just like a bag of crap.
No, you know what they should have done is put the bag in the glove box where it all began, where the crime scene began.
See, that's what I thought of, but would that give us like maximum smell? Or would that contain it a little too much?
Oh, gosh, I'm getting nauseous. But you're right. That's a great point.
You like wait till he parks somewhere in like direct sunlight and then you make the transfer. So it gets nice and warm in the car.
if our husbands ever listen to this podcast, they're definitely not going to act up because we have some ideas.
Yeah.
Not that they ever would. But anyway, I love a good like little revenge, and honestly they went easy on him, I think. But like, let's think about this. If you get a little doorbell ring or whatever they did and you see a paper bag on your porch, you're gonna open it.
Yeah.
So he definitely opened it and he definitely got a whiff. So I think that they at least they did something. So I thought that was good.
Totally.
Not just like a, why did you do this? Whatever, whatever. So anyway, Shelby. Shout out to Shelby in New York, baby. Shelby and Mary.
That's amazing. Love it.
Yeah. Okay. So, speaking of poop. Speaking of S-H-I-T, if you will. Princess Diaries confession. I thought I had food poisoning. I know I called or I texted you and told you about this. I didn't have food poisoning. I drank an Olipop. Not to throw shade on that brand because I'm sure they're an incredible brand and people love them, okay? Maybe it's my bad eating habits. I don't know. I drank an Olipop on Sunday evening and that wrecked my stomach so bad. I was in riveting pain for at least 24 hours, could barely sleep that night. And then I told you about this and you kind of connected the dots and said you kind of maybe had a similar experience. And I went on Reddit. There are some pretty gnarly stories about drinking Olipops.
Yeah, I didn't think it. So that was your first time having an Olipop, right? This was like first experience off the bat. Okay. So I drink Olipops all the time and I love them.
Oh, wow.
And I love root beer.
Yes.
I've completely replaced root beer with Olipop root beer. It's so good. And so I didn't put two and two together, but there was this one time that I told you about that I had similar experience. I ate kind of like crap all weekend long. I was not eating well. I was like celebration, kind of let go mode. And I was just, I was not eating well. And then I was feeling kind of like icky in the evening and I was like, oh, you know what might be good? We had just gone to the store that day and picked up a few things and I grabbed an Olipop and I was like, oh, you know what might be good for my stomach right now is an Olipop. So I drank probably about half of it and then I kid you not, I've never experienced this kind of pain before. Where I had such bad stomach pains that it was making me so nauseous.
Yes.
And I could, it was like my whole body was consumed by this pain. And I just didn't think anything of it. I was up literally all night, like back and forth from the bathroom, just feeling so awful. And I didn't put two and two together, but then you said that.
Yeah.
And I was like, what could that have just made everything worse?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Wow. Wow. So that the nausea was like the worst part. It was so painful that, oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I do think it could be like the, like I had just eaten a huge meal. I think the amount of food and what it was could have just, I don't know. It's so bizarre, but I read it and I will say though, I really like poppies a lot and they have the same kind of warning on theirs.
Really?
But they say you get used. Yeah, but they say you get used to it. And the first time I had one, my stomach was definitely uncomfortable, but it was nothing like this pain. I think you just have to get used to them because it's like the bacteria in your stomach or whatever. Like, it's probably a good thing, like what's happening. But I'm so sad because I had bought in two Olipops and I, the other one's still in my fridge. I'm just terrified to drink it. I don't know. Ugh, never again. I don't think I can do it. Well, our segues have been so good that there's a few things at the beginning I wanted to touch on. So okay, we'll just go back. We'll just rewind. I wish I had one of those buttons that podcasters have with like the sound effects. You know what I'm talking about? But I don't. So yeah, I was going to say for this one, hit 100K on Instagram. Insert the poo party. But I just want to share that we're doing 100K diamond necklace giveaway with Ring Concierge. I love Ring Concierge. And so anybody who wants to enter to win, please go to my page. I actually should pin. I'll pin the giveaway to the top of my page so it's easy to find. So if you want to enter that, please do. We're picking the winner, I think, on the 20th or 21st. So coming up. Actually, I don't know when this is going to come out. So I don't know. Quickly, quickly, go enter it. And then also, let's see here, another thing I'm going to start doing. So for those of you that don't know about Clapper app, Clapper is like kind of like the new TikTok, but you can, there's definitely freedom of speech over there. Like you can say whatever you want. So I'm going to start doing unfiltered girl talk over there where like a couple questions a week. Basically, if you're hearing this, girly, go on my Instagram, daniela.your.bff, send me a DM and say, this is for unfiltered girl talk. And you can send me like a question on any topic, literally any topic. If it's something that's maybe a little bit more taboo or something that you, I don't know, like a little bit of an uncomfortable topic, but you don't have anybody to talk to about it. There's no question that's off limits with this segment because on Clapper, we can talk about anything. And I'll keep you 100% anonymous. So just send me your question for Unfiltered Girl Talk and I'm going to start answering a couple questions every week on Clapper so we can really like, it's unfiltered. We can get down to the bottom of it. So anyway, just a couple things. Okay, so Love is Blind, you haven't watched the reunion.
I have not.
But you have caught up until then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think we should share a few thoughts on it. I will say, I don't want to spoil anything for you. The reunion is not what I expected. I'm just going to say that. It's not what I expected. Yeah. Yeah, like I think I feel like there needs to be another reunion. Like that's how I feel after watching it.
Wow.
But I do, the way that they shot it is very fun. It's not live like it usually is. There's the live audience or there's a studio audience and like they kind of just like they do like fun intros and stuff. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, this is so fun." And they show the Love is Blind set and I think that's cool because it's always kind of like a mystery.
Yeah.
So they show the soundstage and I just geeked out over that. I thought that was so fun.
That's fun.
But I do feel like maybe we could just share a few opinions about the show. I do feel like, oh my gosh, these shows expose like the downside of social media. The whole Chelsea and Megan Fox thing, I saw a video the other day that I thought was pretty enlightening. They showed this girl, I think she does like, you know how there's like color matching experts that you can like send your picture in and they'll tell you like, are you a summer, are you a spring, a winter, an autumn, and they'll say like what colors you should wear, all that stuff. So she did like a little, she took a picture of Chelsea and then she did a little edit of like, if she had darker hair and if she had extensions that made her hair fuller in the front and if she had, it was like a, she did, she didn't like rearrange her face though, but she just did like Megan Fox makeup on her and like she literally looked so much like Megan Fox and it's like, I feel like people gave her so much crap for that and I feel, I feel sad because I could only imagine how hard that would be, like reading all these comments and people comparing you. Like, it's tough enough as it is, but you know what it made me think of? Like, they're cousins, not twins, like eyebrows. It made me think of eyebrows. Like, and I just feel like that was really unfair for people to do and say to her online, to like rip her apart like that.
I think she does look like Megan Fox.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's got very similar features. She doesn't look identical to her, but who looks identical to each other unless you're an identical twin?
Exactly. Yeah. That's a very fair point. And what were some other thoughts on just situations that you had in that whole thing?
Oh man, maybe let's start by couple and kind of go down the line. How in depth do you want to get today with Love is Blind?
Not that in depth. Only a few big thoughts for time's sake.
What's the main thing that stuck out to you between all the couples?
I'm not going to lie, I definitely thought that Jessica and Jimmy were going to have a thing after or like during, and I feel happy. Like, Jessica seems like respectable. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, honestly, I didn't think he was going to be respectable, but he seemed respectable. So I was kind of like, wow, like, good for them, because I feel like a lot of times on this show, like, people don't abide by like convictions. They go by their emotions and just let things run wild. Oh man, the biggest thing for me was Clay. Like, even in the reunion, you see he has such a good heart and he is just trying to figure it out, and he's just trying to like change the trajectory of like his whole family line and how things have ended up. And like, I thought that that was honestly really powerful for, like, America to see. Yeah, those are some of my thoughts. I was disappointed they didn't show more of Brittany and Ken. Like, they just broke up and that was it. I love Brittany. I thought she was so cool. Like, the epitome of just, like, a joyful person.
I was really surprised that they didn't make it. I was really, really shocked. Because, you know, there's every time you watch the show, when they're in the pods, there's usually one couple that you're like, okay, these people are going to be this season's Lauren and Cameron. Like, you just kind of peg them as that because it seems so promising. And I thought they were going to be this season's Lauren and Cameron. I was so sad.
Yeah.
And their breakup was just so heartbreaking. You could see that it's like she just cared so much and she, you know, was so torn up about it. But I don't know. I have mixed feelings and mixed opinions when it comes to Ken. But obviously we don't know. We see like a tiny fraction of their real life. So who knows? Maybe they were trying to edit him a certain way. I don't know. Did they touch on that at all during the reunion?
Yeah, they do. It's not very like climactic or exciting. I felt like I went into this reunion like wanting the drama. Someone missed the memo on the drama. Do you want to know about them?
Yeah.
So basically what's kind of cool is they are like the best of friends now. They said that they text every single day. They FaceTime every single day. They said that they just had a hard conversation a couple days ago of like when one of the people, when either Brittany or Ken get into an actual like relationship, that they know that they're going to have to kind of distance because it wouldn't be fair to that other person. Like, who's this person you're texting and calling every day? But they're just like the best of friends. And Ken said that like he in that moment he just shut down. He said he was very heartbroken. He's like, you can ask Clay. Like, he said he called Clay and he was just torn apart. So it wasn't that he didn't care. It was just that that was his moment of like, that's how he processed. He just shut down. Which I thought was like fair. Like, that's fair. Like,
totally.
Yeah. But he did say, like, the reason he was on his phone a lot is, like, he's a principal, and he said he's, like, an on-the-ground principal, mm-hmm. where he is taking care of the students, the parents, and he said he just makes a lot of commitments to all these people that he's helping at his school, and he said he was just dealing with, like, all of that, mm-hmm. And that's why he was on his phone a lot. But, yeah, I am sad, but also, like, I thought it was kind of a cool example of a relationship of, like, when you have your standards and you kind of navigate a relationship in a way that's, like, of the most up high or highest integrity, like, you can come out on the other end, like, unscathed and still have mm-hmm. a really nice relationship.
Totally.
I thought that both of them really, yeah, they really had their own thing going, and I thought it was cool. I mean, I think that this season, except for Jeremy and Sarah Ann, mm-hmm. I think that everybody else did their best, and it was cool to watch people, like, do their best. And, like, I feel like there's a lot of integrity in this season, more than normal, with the exception of a few people, but.
Interesting. I can't wait to watch it now.
Yeah. Ugh! There's so many things they didn't touch on, though, so I'm, like, annoyed by it. Mm. Yeah.
I find that consistent with the last few reunions. There was, like, things just left out, like, floating in the ether that were just, like, are we ever going to get some sort of resolution to these things? And then it just, you know, the next season comes around and it's gone forever.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So I'm a little disappointed in that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
But you'll have to let me know what you think about it because, yeah, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. Did you have a favorite couple?
I really liked Johnny and I can't remember her name.
Amy.
They were just so sweet. Like, they're watching them interact.
Yeah.
It was like they were just so sweet to each other.
Yeah.
And watching them reminded me of marriage advice that my mother-in-law gave me, and it was really simple. She said, just be nice to each other. And I think of that all the time. I'm like, just be nice to your person. And they were like a reflection of that. They were just so nice to each other. Mm-hmm. And it was cool to see them, like, connect on and be on the same page about so many things. And he'd be like, hey, what do you think about this? Because this is what I think. And she'd be like, oh, yeah, totally. I'm right there with you. And kind of vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
And watching her, like, walk down the aisle and just get so emotional. And her dad, mm-hmm. oh, my gosh. Yeah, they were just so sweet. I loved them. They didn't break up, did
they? So sweet. No. No.
Okay.
No, in fact, they said that, like, their families are best of friends. And, that's like, the amazing. Dads call each other. Yeah, they are so sweet. You're right. Well, I love what your mother-in-law said about being nice and kind to each other. I feel like that really, it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I feel like I do see a lot of couples that don't prioritize that,
mm-hmm.
and they focus on so many other issues or problems in their relationship. And I do think if both parties were a little bit kinder, and, like, of course, we all have our moments, whatever, no one's perfect, but, like, I think that it takes effort to be nice and to be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I do think that that's so powerful. And you're right, I do think Johnny and Amy did such a good job of that. And they actually touch on that in the reunion a little bit, like, what they love about each other,
mm-hmm.
and that very much ties in. But to wrap this up, Bish, you got this. I feel like there's a common theme that's just kind of happening right now, and I feel like a lot of the girlies are feeling this. They're feeling very lost and just, like, defeated. And almost like where they're at the point in their journey where, like, they're not where they thought they'd be. And so they're grieving the loss of what they thought would have been.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this thought because I feel like, first of all, we all go through seasons of feeling lost. I kind of feel like if you're in that season, like, everybody goes through it. And I feel like we do for a reason. There's so much purpose and so much that we learn in those seasons. And I just feel like because you feel lost does not mean that you are lost. Like, you and yourself could feel lost. You could actually, like, in your own self be lost, but, like, you're not lost in God's realm. Like, I feel like God allows us to feel that way sometimes because we're over here making up our own feelings. But I was just thinking, I was talking to somebody the other day, and I really felt like there was that season when we first moved to Nashville and we were living in the RV that, like, I and, like, stuff. It was 2020, music shut down, had moved across the country, made so many sacrifices to get there, and then, like, everything fell apart, and I had never felt more defeated and more lost, and I really felt like I was constantly grieving what I thought my life was going to be, and it wasn't that, and I just had this really strong feeling that I wanted to share that, like, that you can go through that and you can grieve, but I feel like if you're there, that just means, like, your story's not over, because, like, it took years, but, like, God ended up bringing me out of that place. And even though my life, of course, turned out differently than I thought it would, because, like, no one knows what their life is going to be. Like, our imagination has something in mind, but, like, that's your imagination. Your imagination normally doesn't account for the heartbreak, the failure, the whatever. Like, we're always thinking, like, this is what I want to do. But, like, God ended up granting me my dreams and the desires of my heart in a much different way, and it took a lot longer. But, like, I just feel like if you're feeling lost or you're feeling defeated, I really think that that means your story is not over yet. And I was just even thinking of, like, I used to struggle so much, like, with why did I go through all that? And, like, stuff that I won't share now, but, like, why did I have to go through all that? But I feel like God is right now, like, in the past month, using those exact circumstances that I went through to now, like, it's part of how I'm helping people now.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I could have never, I always felt so broken and, like, something was wrong with me. And, like, I could have chosen an easier path and I didn't. But anyway, just that idea of feeling like, and those are promises in the Bible, right? Like Romans 8:28, God will work all things together for the good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. And it's like, in the moment, it could feel so scattered, so all over the place, like a puzzle that's just like in a million pieces. But if you're listening to this right now, like if you feel lost or you feel defeated or discouraged, I just truly believe that means that your story's not over yet. And, like, sure, you can feel the grief, but, like, you don't have to grieve if you don't want to. You can choose hope, because I feel like God still has so much more for you, and there's so many better days ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just some thoughts I've been thinking.
Yeah, that's great. I think, too, we forget that we don't see the full picture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, had you known where you would be now then, how would that have changed your perspective?
Oof.
And so I just feel like we don't know everything, and we don't see the full picture. We don't see the full plans. And also I feel like we're so hardwired to search for something and to always be looking for something.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what it is, but something, that feeling of searching. We're hardwired, like we're created to feel those things.
Yeah.
And I think, like, how do we find the balance of still honoring that we're hardwired to search and use that as, like, fuel to pursue our dreams or pursue, you know, whatever we feel like God is calling us to? How can we balance that with really appreciating where we're at now and not forgetting to be very present? Because I feel like that feeling of searching and longing can be so all-consuming that you kind of forget to stop and be present and look around you and say, God, what if this moment was what I was searching for 5 years ago?
It's so true.
What if the things in my life right now were what I was searching for 5 years ago? It's okay to search, but also be present and remember where you are and where you've been.
Totally. I feel like I try to not, I feel like I say this a lot, but I try not to have regrets in life. Because I feel like there's an element of, like, if I have a lot of regret, that means that I'm not fully trusting God, I feel like, and not trusting how he ordered my steps. But I do regret, like, that period of my life, I was so not present because I was so, like, down on myself thinking, like, why am I such a failure? And so much searching and longing for that next thing, exactly what you're saying. And, like, now my life, I love my life, but I'm nonstop. It's so much all the time. If I could go back and, like, enjoy those moments when I was in the RV in the middle of Montana with no cell service, like, with Jake and the dogs, like, oh my gosh, what a treat. I would love to have that now. I'll never get that back. I'll probably never do that again. And I missed out on that moment because I wasn't trusting. But also for me, it was like a weird thing. Like, I wanted to trust God so bad, but it was that I didn't trust myself. I was like, God, did I miss your sign? Like, I was convincing myself, like, I wasn't, like, I had missed out on God, and I don't believe that that's true. But in the moment, I believe that that was true. So I couldn't agree with you more. That's a great point. It's like, if I could just go back and shake myself 5 years ago, be present, don't miss out on what's happening now, because, oh, there's so much, like, good stuff. There's so much good stuff happening.
Yeah. All we can hope for now is that our life and our past experience helps shift our perspective in the now. Like, that's great too. That's a really cool gift to be able to see everything in retrospect and have that change your perspective now and future.
Totally. 100%. 100%. Yes to all of it. I won't repeat what you just said, but I am like, yes, yes, yes. Well, thanks, everyone, for listening to the pod. Oh, and if you wouldn't mind, could you please go leave us a review and maybe, like, a 5-star one? Because I'm a little bit salty because I looked the other day and we had a bunch of 5 stars and then someone left us a low one.
Ew.
And it lowered our rating. I know. Girly, what are you thinking? If you have feedback on our pod, just send us a DM. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, who could it be? I have a few enemies in mind.
We have a list. Just kidding.
That was a little jarring when I saw that. I mean, we're just two BFFs talking.
That's awful.
Don't go too hard on us, you know? We're just girls. Let the rain fall down. I'm in such a 90s music mode right now. Or is that early 2000s, I guess? Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We love you. And hold on, I got to remember the outro. This is the Call Me Back podcast. Call me back.
Love you. Bye.